Episcopal church leaders had been expecting controversy at their general convention in Minneapolis, but not as much as they got. Gene Robinson has been accused of sexual misconduct just a short time before he would have been confirmed as the first openly gay Episcopal bishop. That vote is now delayed. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty is at the convention in Minneapolis and joins us now. Barbara, I know there are two allegations here. Let's talk about the first one, this email.
Right, it came by way of email. On Sunday night, a man named David Lewis, who's from Manchester, Vermont, sent an email to his bishop, and it accused Robinson of homosexual harassment. He said that he had met Robinson about 2 years ago at a province convocation, and that Robinson, I'm quoting here, put his hands on me inappropriately every time I engaged him in conversation. Lewis said that Robinson, quote, does not maintain appropriate boundaries with men, and he suggested that he's unsuited to be bishop. Now, I have to tell you, the email did not give any details about the alleged touching, and Lewis could not be reached for comment, but it has created a stir, yeah.
And now the bishops are investigating a second allegation, right?
That's right. This one has to do with a website associated with a group called Outright.org. Let me give you a bit of background about Outright and Robinson's connection to it. Last Thursday, Robinson had a little get-together with some people at a place called Gethsemane Church in Minneapolis. He was talking about his outreach activities, and he mentioned that he was one of the founders of the Concord, New Hampshire chapter of Outright. Now, a reporter was there with the microphone. Here's how Robinson described the group.
And it's for kids who are 12 to 21 years old. And it's for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, and questioning teens. And it's basically a place to come and hang out with some adults who are gay or lesbian themselves, to come and hang out and just talk about issues at school, you know, or dating, or churches, or whatever.
Well, yesterday, Steve, this association just blew up in his face. It appears that the website associated with the group, Outright.org, had links to pornographic websites like bisexual.org and then on to things like 3pillows.com. Now, the link has been, apparently Outright says that the link to bisexual.org has been removed, and the group also says that the link to that group, that website, was created only a few months ago, and Robinson hasn't been directly associated with Outright for some time, so he couldn't have known about it. But it is a big deal here.
And I just want to clarify very briefly, when you say links, you mean actually a hyperlink on the website. You don't mean like a formal association between the groups or anything like that.
That's right, that's right.
Okay, now what is the source of that allegation?
Well, Robinson's opponents, the American Anglican Council, which is a conservative group that doesn't want Robinson to be a bishop for theological reasons, discovered these links on the weekend, and they tried to get the press to do a story, including me, on Sunday night, but it was really hard to substantiate that story on such short notice. So later on Sunday night, the AAC brought the matter to the attention of lawyers for the church, and it went from there. Now, some think the timing is a bit curious for both of these allegations, but the church is taking them seriously.
Well, what is the church doing exactly?
Well, it's investigating. The presiding bishop, Frank Griswold, has appointed a bishop named Gordon Scruton to investigate both the allegations. A church spokesman said that they automatically assume that the alleged victim, David Lewis, is credible, and they hope to get to the bottom of this soon. The investigation, they say, is well underway, but there is no telling how long it's going to take. The church has also delayed the vote on Gene Robinson, as you mentioned. As you know, on Sunday, the House of Deputies approved him to be bishop after a really emotional debate. The House of Bishops was supposed to vote on him yesterday, and everyone thought it would just go right through until this happened. The General Convention goes until Friday, and if the investigation isn't finished, there's talk of conducting a special session or voting by mail.
And Barbara, we just got a couple seconds left, but have you heard any comment from Gene Robinson himself?
No, not so far. We expected a statement last night. Nothing from him. Supporters say they have full confidence in him. But as of now, we haven't heard anything from him.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty covers religion for NPR, and she's in Minneapolis. Barbara, thanks for your good work.
You're welcome.